Well, good afternoon and welcome to our Lunchtime Classics. I'm Carol Larson, your host today. Delighted to be here with you. And today we're welcoming and featuring some members of the Louisville Youth Orchestra. And I have the music director here, Jason Sieber. We're featuring two young artists here, Ann Richardson and also Angela Woods. And Jason, come to the microphone and let's talk a little bit about these wonderfully talented and gifted young artists. You were telling me that Ann is 12 years old, a sixth grader at collegiate school?
That's correct.
And Angela is 16 years old, and she is a junior at Carroll County High School.
Correct, yeah.
Awesome. And how did these people get chosen to come here today and perform for us?
Well, both Ann and Angela are two of our exceptionally talented musicians in the Louisville Youth Orchestra Symphony Orchestra, which is our most advanced orchestra of the LYO. And they've both been with the group for several years. Ann has been with us for 4 years in the LYO, and Angela's been with us for 3 years. And they are not only fantastic performers, but just fantastic kids all around that really enjoy performing. And they were the first people I thought of that would really benefit from a nice performance experience.
Well, it's great to have you both here, and it's an honor to hear you play. I've heard Ann before in some competitions, love your playing, and Angela, hearing you practice now, this is great. So, Jason, I'm going to really enjoy this today.
Me too.
Well, let's start with Ann Richardson. She's going to play this Requiebros, which means flirtation, I heard, by a composer whose name is Casado. Ann Richardson, let's welcome Ann.
Thank you.
Great 12-year-old cellist Ann Richardson performing the music of Casado, Requiebros. And her next number now is going to be by the Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. This is called Silent Woods. I also want to thank Debbie Dirks for being a wonderful accompanist today. Thank you, Debbie. Ann Richardson, cellist.
Thank you.
12-year-old cellist, Ann Richardson. Thank you, Ann. That's a stunningly beautiful piece. That was Dvorak's Silent Woods. So today at Lunchtime Classics here in our performance studio, we're featuring two of the Louisville Youth Orchestra members, Ann Richardson, and our next performer will be flutist Angela Woods. And with me is the music director, Jason Sieber. Tell us a little about the Louisville Orchestra. This is your 50th anniversary, isn't it?
This is the 50th anniversary for the Louisville Youth Orchestra. We have a wonderful season, which is already halfway over, actually. We had a wonderful concert in November with some fantastic guest artists, a 15-year-old violinist named Caroline Golding from Cleveland, and the host of NPR's show From the Top and pianist Christopher O'Reilly. They came and played the Mendelssohn Concerto for Violin, Piano, and Strings with us
in
the fall.
How fun is that?
It was wonderful. Great experience for our young musicians to accompany them as well. And we have a side-by-side coming up tonight, actually, with the Louisville Orchestra. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Kentucky Center in Whitney Hall, mm-hmm. an all-Tchaikovsky program.
Exactly. And that's featuring the Gene's Great Expectations artist, Nansung Huang, right?
Correct.
And he'll be playing the Tchaikovsky B-flat minor piano concerto, which is no small feat, I should say. That's wonderful. And so a little bit more about Anne and a little bit more about Angela coming up. You were telling me that Anne was the winner of the Louisville Orchestra Young Artist Competition Junior Division.
Correct.
And that was recently, right?
Yeah, she just played the Boccherini B-flat major concerto with them about a week ago.
Awesome. And then I'd like to now introduce... Yes, I'd like to now introduce Angela Woods. Angela is our flutist for today. And we're going to begin with a Mozart concerto in a D major, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Angela's background and her musical feats. And again, we have Debbie Dirks as our accompanist today here on Lunchtime Classics.
Thank you.
And that was 16-year-old flutist Angela Woods here. And Angela is a junior at Carroll County High School, and that was the first movement of the Mozart Flute Concerto in D major. And with me at our Lunchtime Classics today is Jason Sieber, who is the music director of the Louisville Youth Orchestra. And these two young women who are here performing with us today are from the Louisville Youth Orchestra. So Jason, what is unique about these two ladies?
Well, I know you asked that to me at the beginning of the show, and I've thought a lot about that, Carolyn. Actually, the first time that Anne came in to play for us for the Louisville Youth Orchestra was a couple years ago, and I remember that the four judges, which are our four conductors, were sitting there listening. And usually, you know, as each kid comes in, we write down comments about how they're doing intonation-wise and tone-wise. And Anne came in, and here was this little tiny girl, little cellist, and we're expecting to hear, you know, Suzuki Book One level material. And she comes in and sits down and starts playing, and all of our pens literally hit the table at the same time, and I think our jaws did too.
Well, great.
From the very first moment we heard her play, she had something very special. We knew that right away.
Yes.
And I think that special quality is something that can't even be taught necessarily. I mean, she has such a beautiful soul that comes out when she plays, which leads me to Angela, which is the exact same thing. Angela just recently auditioned for us for the concerto competition, and she's actually going to be playing a piece here pretty soon that she won the concerto competition with by Chaminade. And it was the same thing. As the judges listened to her, we literally did not write a thing.
Right.
She
just put the pens down, the jaws drop, and you just watch, and you just go into a trance.
Both of these two young musicians have something extra special that is, you know, a lot of kids have talent, but then there's that extra little bit of heart and soul and a real passion for what they're doing, and I think they both bring that out in their playing.
Absolutely. You can see it in their souls, in their faces, and in their playing. And then, so you were saying that Angela then was the winner of the Louisville Youth Orchestra Concerto Competition.
That's correct.
And she played the Chaminade, which she's going to play a little bit later.
Correct.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jason. Well, we're going to hear Ann Richardson again performing now, and this is a very interesting piece. The variations on one string, so for those of you who are here in the audience, you'll see her playing on one string, from themes of Rossini. This was written by Paganini, and as you know, everything Paganini writes is difficult. So we're going to listen to cellist Ann Richardson performing this piece by Paganini with Debbie Dirks at the keyboard here. Thank you. 12-year-old cellist Anne Richardson playing the variations on one string of a theme of Rossini by Paganini, and that was as much fun to play as it looked like it was to play, wasn't it, Anne? Great fun, thank you, with Deborah Dirks at the piano. I want to tell you, I'm Carol Larson. This is Lunchtime Classics, a live performance today featuring two young artists from the Louisville Youth Orchestra, Anne Richardson, and next up, again, Angela Woods. Angela is our flutist today, and she is a 16-year-old junior at Carroll County High School. And Jason Sieber is with me, the music director of the Louisville Youth Orchestra, and you were telling me that this is Angela's third year in the Louisville Orchestra, right?
That's correct. And Angela actually started out, we have four levels of orchestras with the LYO, and she actually started out in the Repertory Orchestra, which is another four orchestra that we have. And she's a perfect example of when you have someone that has a great private teacher, who's here, by the way, today, Don Gottlieb, and hard work, then you can come a long way. Angela is one of our hardest working musicians, and she's as a result, one of our best musicians in the LYL. I really enjoy working with her on a week-to-week basis.
That's fantastic. Well, you know what they say, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, man, practice, right?
That's how you do it, yep.
Exactly right. Okay, we're just checking with our engineer, making sure our soundtrack is okay and making sure that we're being heard very well. And Angela is going to play next now a wonderful piece by Chaminade, Cécile Chaminade. This is the concertino for flute and orchestra, but today we're going to have flute and piano with Debbie Dirks at the piano here. And this is the piece that Angela Woods played as she won the concerto competition with the Louisville Youth Orchestra. So let's hear the concertino for flute and orchestra by Chaminade. Angela?
Thank you.
And that was 16-year-old flutist Angela Woods performing the concertino for flute and orchestra by Cecile Chaminade. And our accompanist today was Debbie Dirks. Thank you, Debbie. Wonderful music. Well, here at this Lunchtime Classics performance today, we're featuring two young people from the Louisville Youth Orchestra. We featured Ann Richardson, cellist, and Angela Woods, flutist. And thank you all for being here with us on the Lunchtime Classics today, featuring Ann Richardson, cellist, and Angela Woods, flutist. Thank you all for being here.